Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you find it hard to put relaxed casual outfits together that don't feel boring on you? Well, Louise said, I'm a relaxed and natural style, but most of the time it feels boring on me. I need to find the special tick to my outfits. So one of the things we think about when we are putting together a relaxed outfit, often it's all about comfort and practicality, and this can end up being boring. Also, it's about fit. Fit, when it's about comfort and practicality, can get a bit sloppy. And often too is very relaxed outfits tend to be more plain. So things to think about, if you think about, if you're just wearing t-shirt and jeans, is rather than a plain t-shirt, could you try a patterned t-shirt of some kind? Now, the pattern that you like will be up to you, and that relates to your personality, whether it's an animal print or a floral or a stripe or, you know, an abstract print or, you know, a graphic, whatever it might be. It could be something like that that adds that little bit of interest and personality to your outfit. So what we're really looking at is, how do you want to express your personality even in your relaxed casual outfits? So thinking about, what are those aspects? So it's things like accessories. You know, it could be just a sneaker that maybe it's a color or a pattern instead of a plain one. It could be a necklace or a scarf or a pair of earrings that add that little bit of extra something. Or it could be, if you don't want to add those extra, you know, too much extra as far as accessories go, looking for built-in detail. And that's where pattern can be such a good item to add in. Or sometimes it can be in, say, the construction of the garment, that instead of it just being a completely plain tee, maybe there's some texture, maybe there's, you know, some gathering or details in the construction of the garment that make it more interesting. So whenever we are wearing something that is completely plain and it's not us, we need to look at, what are design elements that we like? The easiest way to do this is to go through your wardrobe and look at your favorites. What are the things that you really, really love? And then start to analyze what it is that you love about them. So is it something about the fabric? Is it the fit? Is it the color? Is it, you know, what it's made from? Is there some sort of detail, how it makes you feel? If you can actually look at your garments and think, what is it that makes me really love that? Then you can take those design elements and replicate them in other garments. So that is what you're looking for. So particularly with our more plain, practical, relaxed, casual sorts of outfits, which can end up being too plain and boring for our personality potentially, it's really understanding that personality. Now, I do have a little personality quiz which you can do, which gives you your core personality style, but that's just one aspect. And maybe that relaxed core style is getting you too stuck on that one route. And what you need to know is how to expand out of that core style and understand all of the different personality styles and what you take from each, because none of us are one note. It's like just thinking that you have to dress relaxed is, it's very one note, rather than we need to be more like a perfume where we've got a base note, mid note and top note, and often a couple of these things as well, because that's what adds that interest and detail. And that's all inside my 7 Steps to Style program. If you want to dive deep into really figuring out what it is in your personality and how you want to express that through your clothing, because it's really personal and there's no one way of doing it. The next question today comes from Penny, who says, I struggle with intimidation and a non-approachable effect. Now, I have with being tall and high contrast and classic dramatic in my appearance and personality. Nowadays, I dress in medium to low contrast and in more muted colors to be approachable and less intimidating, but it feels less me. And it probably doesn't look as great, that if you have that more dramatic coloring, if you have a high contrast, you'll actually look better wearing that higher contrast rather than a lower contrast. But there are other ways of making ourselves more approachable without just having to lower the contrast and soften the colors down, if that's, you know, not what suits you best. So other things to think about. So if you think about this as yin and yang, and I've got lots of blog posts about yin and yang, and I also go into that in incredible depth in 7 Steps as well. But when we're thinking about yin and yang, so yin elements of style are more approachable. So yes, a lower contrast and softer colors are more approachable. They're yin elements. But there is a lot of other elements of design that are also yin elements that are going to add that approachability without you having to lose yourself. So it could be thinking about curved lines rather than straight lines. It could be thinking about lighter weight fabrics instead of thicker or heavier fabrics. It could be thinking about design elements. So florals or curved design elements such as patterns are also more approachable than straight line elements. You can think about fabrics, softer fabrics. So rather than a stiff structured blazer and a crisp shirt, think about a soft silky blouse and knitwear. They are going to make you more approachable. So fabrics that are soft like velvet and, you know, cashmere and all those sorts of things, they make you more approachable because they are softer rather than stiff or structured fabrics. So have a look at my blog post on yin and yang. I've got quite a lot out there. And why not try some other elements? So rather than trying to mute your color down and lower your contrast, you could still wear a high contrast, but make it appear less high contrast by stepping through the value contrast levels. So instead of going straight dark light, why not do, you know, dark, medium light and light. And even though that will actually still have the contrast you need, it doesn't feel so intense or intimidating. So they are some ways of doing that without having to throw the baby out with the bathwater as such. My last question comes from Eva, who says, how do I select my best colours for my own colouring? So when we think about colouring, this comes down to you and your colouring. And of course, the best way is to get a colour analysis, but I know not everybody can afford to do that. So when we are thinking about colouring, one of the things we are looking for in a colour analysis is what are your innate colours? What are the colours in you? So for example, I've just picked out of this swatch, for me, colours that would be signature colours for me. So these are colours in my skin, hair and eyes. So I've got these kind of whites and greys in my hair. I've got my eyes are when in the grey version of them is this sort of blue grey. Then my eyes can go from being more blue to more green because they reflect, you know, a few of those different colours. And then I've got kind of my skin, blush, lips sort of colours in these pinks. So for me, these are my signature colours, makes it very easy to build a wardrobe around. You'll see me wearing a lot of these colours, and it means my clothes mix and match really easily. Now, I've popped this picture out of a magazine of this lovely model, and I've picked some signature colours for her as well, and they are very different from mine, but you can see when I hold this up how we've got her kind of golden peachy skin and blush, her lips, and then we've got these greens in her eyes, and then we've got these kind of caramels and browns in her hair. It's a very, very different selection of colours than what is in mine. And if I put this up to me, you'd see it doesn't relate to me at all. So when we're thinking about what are your best colours, they're the colours that look like they are a part of you. These don't look like they're a part of me versus these cool ones do because I'm cool and these ones relate, these ones don't. So whenever you're looking at a piece of clothing and you're in a store and you're trying to decide if you should buy it or not, the way I always think about it is, do I want to look at my face or the clothes? It doesn't matter where I wear this. This is grabbing attention and taking your attention away from my face versus here. It feels like these colours are a part of me. And that's one of the things I love when I'm doing a colour analysis and we select the signature colours and I show them just that smaller selection from the palette. And everybody can always go like, yeah, that's a part of me. Those colours look like me. So just like these colours, you know, do not look like this model, but these colours do. You can see how different we are, how different our colouring is, and why we have particularly different colours in our palette and what would be our signature colours, which is why there's no one right way or one set of colours that works for everybody. And it's not just being brunette or blonde or white hair or grey hair. There is more to it than that. But it's finding those colours that are innate in you. And that's something you can play with and experiment. But we are really looking for colours that create a face focus and that are repeating the colours in you. So hopefully that helps you start thinking about which are your best colours and how to find them. Thank you so much for your questions and for watching and listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.